Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. This week, we hear from Sasan Hassan and Nadeem Ramayed with the Refugee and Immigration Office in Columbia. Both of them work with refugees on a daily basis and are from Iraq themselves. They spoke about the need for more mental health care within refugee communities, especially when it comes to dealing with PTSD. Here's Sasan.
So the most health issues that I saw, and I think Nadeem also agree, that most of our clients, they have trauma in their life. So they need more mental assessment. One of the cases, she's in the middle of 50s. She has a severe PTSD. She was tortured, kidnapped. They killed her toddler and also her father in front of her. And then they raped her, tortured her. And she cannot work because when the flashback come to her memory, it is like nightmares. So I'm trying, what I can do, I'm doing it.
They will just kind of, most of them, they will just say, you know, it's something from the past. It happened and we can't do anything about it. Mm-hmm. That's how they take it. But the thing is, what they need to understand, how they need to live with it. But the idea is the same thing that trauma with the American soldier when they come back home. They cannot rewire them. You have to live with this the rest of your life, but then you have to know how you approach it. You know, it's already in your brain. It's already in your memory. There is no way it can be erased unless if you lose your memory. But the idea is we keep trying to explain to them there is no shame of admitting that you have a PTSD. So what is your favorite memories here? What do you think?
Well, interesting to hear you, Nadeem. And I do a support group for women. It was like the best part of this job that I had a chance to build a very good relationship and a friendship with each one of these ladies. I had meeting with them once a week, and it was so successful because we did a fun activity. Like sometimes we draw, or sometimes we played bingo.
This is American culture. Bingo, isn't it? And they loved it.
They loved it and they enjoy it. Yeah.
For me, I would just say each client that I saw have a different story. And people, like, they go from Sudan, from Eritrea. They walk, they drive, they do crazy things, cross the seas. They risk their lives for this life.
Yeah.
Looking for only one thing, hope.
A safe place, a refuge, yeah.
And that's what they really feel happy when they come here and they just make their dreams come true. I mean, this is what I keep telling them. When you come here, your dream come true. But now this is the reality. It's not a dream anymore. You have to face it. And every time they come, they walk to the office with a problem or with a piece of mail confusing, I just tell them, welcome to America.
That was Sasan Hassan and Nadeem Ramayed speaking about the need for more PTSD mental health supports in the mid-Missouri refugee community. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about access and health. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.